The Weekly Dish podcast is presented by Common Ground Minnesota. Food and farming conversations from Minnesota women in agriculture. Learn more at commongroundminnesota.com or follow them on Instagram at commongroundminn.
Hey, everybody, it's Steph March for Common Ground Minnesota. Listen, food brings out the passion in people, so let's talk about food together. Common Ground Minnesota is an online resource for you to do that, and it's run by volunteer women farmers from Minnesota of all walks. We're talking big farms, small farms, we're talking dairy, we're talking produce. These women in agriculture are growing and raising the food that we all eat. We love to have a chat with them about what it means to be sustainable and what does it mean when they're using pesticides and why are they doing it. All of this is available at Common Ground Minnesota website. It's commongroundminnesota.com. And then on that new website, you guys, there are videos, there's, you know, FAQs, there's topics, there's a great blog, all sorts of things, and recipes and farm dogs, too, by the way. So there you go. Commongroundminnesota.com is your great resource for everything food and families and farms. Don't forget, check them out on Instagram at Common Ground MINN.
I'm on with the My Talk Chicks, and we will eat on. Eat on the Weekly Dish. It's delicious, 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 delicious. I can fry it up now. Now I'm on with fry it up chicks, and we fry it up on. Eat on the Weekly Dish. Yummy.
All right, friends. It is the Valentine's Day weekend Weekly Dish show. I'm Stephanie Hansen.
I'm Stephanie March.
And we are going to be talking chocolates this hour. And
I'm
during the
them.
Break, we've been eating delicious passion fruit chocolates. Stephanie is opening another chocolate.
Ooh, a gin and tonic dark chocolate. Okay, stop talking. We're going to, hold on.
We're going to talk with Ellen from Max's. But right now is the part of the show where we tell you two, sometimes four, sometimes eight things
10.
We're obsessing about in the top two in hour two.
Give him the 0-1-2.
And now, the Weekly Dish presents...
Top two, top two.
The top two...
Pick your best two.
In hour two.
All right, give me two, with it.
All right, Smarchy, you're up.
I'm up. All right, I'm going to give you...
That crinkling is her opening
I'm
her
opening my chocolate. I'm sorry. I can't do the work that I'm supposed to do because I have chocolate. All right, my first one is going to be actually trifecta whiskey. Which is, I don't know if you saw this blog post, I snuck one in, but this is from Jay Carver. It is a single malt whiskey that they have released, and it's called Trifecta. And I wrote you guys sort of I want you to know that in the 10th grade, I used to sell love poems. That was what I did. I sat in the back of Ms. Monikin's room, and I would write love poems for people, and then they would pay me, usually in Reese's Pieces, sometimes in Twizzlers. And that's how that worked. Like, that was just, I just was good at it. I was better at it than they were. They needed something. It was a good work. So anyway, what I feel about this whiskey is that this is a beautiful whiskey that has a lot of metaphorical relations to Valentine's Day. There's a lot of love and blending and rarity and, you know, time and commitment with this whiskey that really, it's going to be better than getting someone a thing of roses is what I'm telling you.
So. Okay, so
and it's
special
delicious.
Whiskey.
And it's delicious. Trifecta whiskey is delicious.
And whatever they make at J. Carver is pretty great.
It's pretty great.
So there's that. Okay, mine is shrimp toast. Because I had shrimp toast from Hi Hi yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got the big Lunar New Year box.
Good for you.
That had...
Did you order it in time? I'm so impressed.
I did. It had venison dumplings and it had hamachi... It had tom kha soup.
Yeah.
The whole box was just fantastic.
I love that they're doing this.
Yeah, we really liked it. I put a picture on my Instagram. It was lovely. We ate the whole thing. And then we decided to go to Dolores' house and share with her and do kind of a Valentine's Day thing. So I thought, oh, we better get some shrimp toast because I'd heard it was really good, but I'd never had it.
Have you never had shrimp toast like
not
ever?
Not like that. But I hadn't.
You've had it.
Yes.
Before, but not like this. Got
this
it.
Chili, it was... This shrimpy, it was toast and it had this like shrimpy mousse. And then it had this chili jam that was my jam.
It was your jam.
Oh boy, was it good. I cannot stop thinking about that shrimp toast.
Good.
Like, I think I could have it again tonight.
Okay.
If I wasn't having something else.
But, and also, you can't. Well, you can get the shrimp toast again delivered.
Yes. And the box was fantastic, too. Right. No, you know, the box was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing I can have the shrimp toast again was really like, oh, I can have this some other time.
Again.
This is pretty great.
Yeah.
Hi. Looked great. People were eating inside the restaurant. Yeah. Loved picking up my box.
Okay. My second one is actually going to be Rebel Girl Floral, which is out in Long Lake. And I just want to give them a shout out because I basically got flowers for my dad's funeral the day before. I called them the day before and I was like, I need some stuff for the altar. They talked with me really quickly. I mean, they were like, yes, like, what do you need? And I'm like, I have to pick it up like super early in the morning. And they're like, yep, no problem. And they were just wonderful. And the flowers that they did, there's no carnations and there's no filler flowers. It was a stunning arrangement.
I love that.
And it was graceful and elegant. And they knew that, you know, I wasn't going to pay like the big, huge $1 million for it. But they knew that doing something smaller, so they wanted to try to make it taller for me. They just were wonderful. And they're just a small little operation.
A good florist is not to be overlooked.
No, and I was thinking in terms of if maybe you have screwed up, you know, and like you don't have anything set for tomorrow, maybe you should think about getting something delivered in the middle of the week next week. So Rebel Girl Floral is the one I like.
If you make the Kurt mistake and you get the box of conversation hearts and it doesn't go over, how are you going to make it up during the week?
Yes, a giant floral thing. For
all
sure.
Right.
What's your second one?
While we were on the air, I just got a text from my sister who had the nerve to go out of town for Valentine's Day, so I couldn't give her my normal Valentine's Day sitch.
Yep.
So I sent some stuff to my brother's house where they are all gathered, and she was like, more olive and cocoa gift boxes, please. Do you know about olive and cocoa?
No.
It's a pretty high-end catalog. And they have these beautiful flower arrangements. They have these crates that come with all this like Valentine's Day candy in it. It was overflowing.
Yeah.
They have these heart-shaped jelly cookies. So I'm going to say Olive and Cocoa, if you're looking for a gift to send somebody, they do a really nice job. And then I have one more, but you go first.
Okay. For my other shout out today is to my other birthday people that I have to shout out.
Yeah.
Because I have this weird trifecta this weekend where Jake is today, but Molly Herman, our lovely favorite, you know, buoyantly Southern
Kitchen
in the Market redhead, was yesterday. So happy birthday to Molly. And then my Kelly O'Reilly, who is, you know, our wonderful change agent, provocateur, structure management woman. I love her the most. She is tomorrow. So we have this little lovely trifecta. And I love Kelly because of the fact that her heated garage has been our gathering space. Because we go to her garage and we heat it up and then you warm it up and then you open the garage door every couple minutes and recycle the air. And then it's just a great space. And it's, you know, we stay away from each other, but it's wonderful. So shout out to Kelly and her garage on that one.
Okay.
And also free Brittany. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Someone wanted to text in.
Someone
and
is
they
calling
said
me from Fort Myers.
ISIS is fantastic on the west side for Asian noodle salads.
What is it? ISIS?
ISIS.
I have never heard of that.
So there's that.
Okay.
And then just one more that I want to sneak in here is our friend Randy's in Oakdale.
Oh, yeah.
Randy's Premier Pizza. You can get a heart-shaped pizza. You can get it delivered. Right now, they have a special that is a Valentine's Day package. You get a wonderful salad for two, a heart-shaped chocolate chip cookie for two, and a heart-shaped pizza with one topping for $29.99 plus tax.
Wow.
So that's a good value. You can have it for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery.
We love a heart-shaped pizza.
Yes, we do. And they have gluten-free pizzas up at Randy's. They have deep dish or Chicago stuffed pizzas.
I am feeling a Chicago stuffed pizza right now.
A heart-shaped Chicago stuffed pizza. How about that, friend?
I'm down. I'm down with that.
Yum.
Have you watched the Free Britney? You haven't watched it.
No. Hope is laughing. Hope, have you watched it?
Yes.
Are you obsessed?
Is it worth watching?
Oh my gosh.
I'm totally obsessed.
Yeah, I have so many, like, I watched it and I had so many more feelings than I thought I was going to have.
Yes.
And my friends and I have just, we can't stop talking about it.
It is very interesting that a grown woman
who can earn millions of dollars
is still under a pretty restrictive conservatorship granted, I know she has mental health issues, but there's a lot of people with mental health issues. It's kind of weird.
It's super weird. And not only the fact that she, you know, is obviously and clearly able to make decisions. And I mean, any, even if she had mental health issues, the fact that she was working through all of it and not, and, you know, that should show that there's a capability there to make decisions. You know?
Yeah.
That's, to me, is so strange. But also, I felt horrible for the fact of how much I reveled in her when, I, you know, when she was collapsing, how much I was part of the problem of that I was obsessed with it, you know, and that I was like watching all the paparazzi and all that stuff and really watching it now through the lens of perspective and time. It's terrifying that they did, the paparazzi did that to her.
Yeah. And the Amanda Bynes, too, like when she was having her mental break with her family.
Yeah. All of it is gross. And we ate it up. And I would say that that is the hardest thing to deal with.
If you're totally wanting to go down a rabbit hole, Shelley Duvall, there's an article that came out in The Atlantic about what has happened to Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, where is she?
From The Shining. From
Popeye.
Popeye, exactly. She's basically struggled with mental illness her whole life. And she's like a recluse in Texas somewhere. And this reporter caught up with her. And she talks about like just the psychological torture she was going through making The Shining, of just having to cry all day, every day.
Oh, God, that's a lot.
It's just, it's a real study in mental health and mental illness, but also in her freedom to live life on her terms. It's kind of a beautiful article. It's like, what happened to Shelley Duvall? Now you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's in The Atlantic, if that's something you want to follow up on.
Okay.
All right. So we are going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ellen from Max's about all the delicious chocolates we just ate during the break when we come back.
Hi, this is Stephanie Hansen from Weekly Dish, and I just moved from St. Paul to a single-family home in Golden Valley. And I've bought and sold 3 homes in the last 5 years, so you'd think I'd be an expert, but I'm not. The real experts are Carrie Elkst and Sue Durfee from Lakes Area Realty at carrieandsue.com. They will help you find the home that's right for you. When I bought my home, it was very stressful. We wrote 3 purchase agreements, and I dumped 1 home after inspection because it just wasn't right for me. When it was time for the final walkthrough in Golden Valley on the house that we did buy, there was a small issue that came up, and I remember Sue telling me, "Don't worry, I won't let you buy this house if we can't get this resolved." And I believed her, and the transaction got completed on time with the final adjustments we needed. Sue had so much experience and is really respected in her field. And when you're making such a huge purchase, you want to work with experienced agents. Carrie is super responsive. I never felt like I had to wait for her to get back to me. They're a small but mighty team, and we drove all over the Twin Cities looking for my perfect home. Carrie was so great. She showed me 3 homes one afternoon, and I didn't even have an appointment scheduled. Another time, she called agents that worked a particular neighborhood I was interested in to see if any houses were coming on the market soon. So if you're selling your home or want to downsize, call Carrie Elkst and Sue Durfee at Lakes Area Realty. That's C-A-R-R-I-E at carrieandsue.com.
Okay. Speaking of chocolate, we have our friend Ellen Hertz on the line from Style by Max's. Max's on Excelsior Boulevard. Hello, Ellen.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
So good. We miss you. This would have been
it's
the show
so
that we normally...
It's to not have you guys in the store.
Oh, it's today. So sad.
Yeah, it's, I don't like it. And I mean, it is what it is, as they say.
Right.
But, yeah.
I want to thank you for helping my gal pal find a good cancer anniversary present for me.
Did you like that?
I loved it. And I cried when I opened, when I took the paper off, because I was like, it's from Max's. Like, I knew that Ellen helped. And we've raised so much money together for the Masonic Cancer Center. It was very meaningful, so thank you.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. It was fun to help her, and when she said she was buying it for her friend Stephanie, I was like, Stephanie who?
Yeah, which
Stephanie is having a 10-year cancer anniversary? I know that one.
I'm like, I think I can help out with this.
Absolutely. So, Christy, the gal that works at My Talk that is your rep and our friend, was so lovely. She brought us a bunch of chocolates from the store so that we could still have a chocolate tasting with you. What do you have that you're so excited about? And I'm pretty sure it's the Zoe box, because Stephanie and I just ate 9 pieces of it.
I was going to ask if there was any chocolate left.
There's a few. There's little, there's shards of chocolate left is what we have.
So
here.
Zoe, I love Zoe's chocolate. She's like, third generation Greek chocolatier. Her grandfather started in the chocolate making business, and it's been passed down through the family. She's based out of Philadelphia, and she makes just some wonderful, wonderful truffles, bonbons, if you will, filled chocolates, and bars too.
The passion fruit.
Oof, that's
boy,
lovely,
yeah. Was that good. And the pistachio one was excellent too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. We've got a couple of different assortments in from her, a 9-piece box with the flavors that I sent over to you guys with that pistachio and the passion fruit. And then, a 16-piece assortment that has, some of what they refer to as their signature flavors. So there are some of those that are special for Valentine's Day, like the passion fruit, but then there are some of their classics that have, you know, nuts in them, or, the one that I think is really yummy is, Black Daphne, which has a port-like wine, chocolate in the chocolate ganache.
Oof.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure I ate that.
I didn't get that. Just to be clear.
One of the things that I like that you do at Max's, you've obviously got beautiful jewelry and very modern jewelry that feels, I have a Tree of Life pendant that I bought, I think, last Valentine's Day.
I think that was last year.
You have very modern jewelry that feels timely and timeless, but you also have the chocolates, and then you have great cards too. People can get you wrap up bars that would be like individually handpicked. Like there's one here that's a rhubarb and ginger and milk chocolate. Stephanie's got a gin and tonic one.
Mm-hmm. We call them bar bundles. We have a lot of different bars from all around the world. They are bars that maybe have been made someplace else outside of the U.S., and they are also bars that are made with beans from around the world, either in the location of their origin. For example, I have some bars that are made in Vietnam that are made with beans from different plantations in Vietnam. And sometimes those bars, for example, I have a number of bars from a French chocolatier, but who is making those bars with beans from places like Tanzania and Ecuador and Papua New Guinea. And, you know, so a really wide assortment, and also an assortment of dark milk, no nuts, nuts, spice, fruit, that kind of thing.
We can't let you not talk about the caramels too.
I mean, are we just sort of one
Tiffany
note humans?
Color box caramels.
Well, it's the Tiffany's of caramels.
No, and you're not the only ones. I mean, it is true. I would be a liar if I did not fess up and say that those chocolate covered sea salt sprinkles we sell like crazy all day long. People love them. We have them in the traditional everyday blue box. We also have them for Valentine's Day in a, you know, crock box, a faux crock heart box, red, for the day of love. And, they're good. They're really good. If caramel is your thing, I think these are the best that exist out there.
One thing I'd like you to do, because I'm sure you don't have enough to do, Ellen, is... Like you have, all
I'm here
these,
for you.
Yeah, you have all these like mini bars and mini bar selections, and you know so much about chocolate. I would love for you to do a virtual chocolate tasting sometime. I would be happy to help you with that, or just
let's do it for sure.
Because I think I learn so much about chocolate when I'm with you, and it really enhances the flavor experience when I'm hearing about it through your eyes. Because
I had fun with a customer yesterday, actually, talking about the difference between blends and single origin and single source and what does it mean. And he said, can you really tell a difference? And, it's very akin to wine or coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Soil conditions, humidity, temperature, all of those things affect the growing of the bean. And that's how chocolate starts. It starts as the cacao bean.
And I think it's like wine, too, where if you taste them all side by side, you can kind of taste the nuances versus if you just you know, have a bite of this chocolate and then hours later have something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
In terms of jewelry, do you have any special jewelers that are visiting during this time?
You know, we did a couple of shows at the end of last year, and we have not scheduled anything for this year at this point, but we will. I'm waiting it out through the first quarter to just see where we are in terms of travel, in terms of vaccination, in terms of, you know, pandemic kind of what's going on. And then based on that, we will start scheduling our events with designers in the store. What we did do last year, we had a couple people who did come in, but we also had a couple of virtual trunk shows. And by that I mean the designer didn't come him or herself. They just sent lots and lots of their jewelry, and we worked fast and furiously to put everything up online, so that people could, if they didn't want to come in and actually, you know, just they weren't ready to come into the store, but they wanted to see the line, they could see everything that was here in the store. And I think that we'll probably do a couple more of those yet this year as we kind of ease back into more of the in-person designer events.
You are open for people to shop and pick up things today, which
they
can do that.
10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Yep. We've been open since the beginning of June, and all good.
Okay.
And that's and if you're thinking about, you just need to pop by and grab a couple great chocolate bars, like, you cannot go wrong.
No.
Like, even anything we said to you sounds weird, or you're like, I'm not sure if I want passion fruit. Listen, the selection, and you cannot go wrong. There are so many great chocolates there.
We'll wrap it up. We'll put a big red ribbon on it.
That's it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a heart.
No, it shouldn't have to be a heart, because it should be better than the heart.
Yes.
But if you want a heart, we have those too.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
And you have the good cards. And also, people can shop online too. If you're someone that...
Yep.
Your Valentine's Day isn't your jam, but you want to look at some of the beautiful jewelry. I'll put a picture of my Tree of Life charm and my charm that we bought. I'll put that on the Instagram so people can see it, because it's really beautiful. Thank you for being our guest today, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day,
Ellen. Valentine's Day, and hopefully next year back in the store.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Moving around, doing things.
Yes.
Yep. We will take a break, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Tim McKee
and
Kieran Folliard.
I'm happy to say, I think meal kits are one of those things that is going to take us in the pandemic, get through it, and then continue onward. At least I really, really hope so. And I'm so excited because the way that the chefs and the way that the restaurants are looking at them are changing. And to share some insights on that, we are being joined today, you guys, by Chef Tim McKee and founder of the Food Building, Kieran Folliard. I don't know how this is all going to work. Let's see. Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Kieran, are you there?
Kieran?
Maybe.
Tim's here.
We got Tim. Maybe Kieran will pipe in.
I am right here.
Oh, there you are. Criminies. Oh, good. Well, welcome, you guys. I wanted to talk a little bit about a new program that you guys are doing. And the idea is taking meal kits and giving them just a whole different personality. And I'm so excited by this. And Kieran, it's all based out of the Food Building, correct?
It certainly is, Stephanie. And, you know, Tim, obviously, is a star in the culinary world here in the Twin Cities for many, many years. and has been a great supporter of all of our brands at Food Building, and specifically Red Table Meats, where he purchased one of our whole hogs. And when he was in, I had a chat with him one day and said, God, I would love if you would create a recipe for us that would combine all of the products from Bakersfield, Alamar Cheese, and Red Table. And he came back to me and he said, I have a much better idea. And that's the idea.
So and that's Tim the idea.
Can talk about the idea.
Yeah. Tim, tell us what the big idea is. Tim, are you there?
So I keep kicking one of them off. So now we have Tim. I can't have them both
okay.
on, you guys.
Okay,
I'm so
Tim.
Sorry,
right, Tim. I love it.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Tell us about the big idea.
Well, it was just a conversation that we had with Kieran. He wanted to find ways to kind of expand how people think about the products in the food building. And I've always been so impressed with those brands because they're of amazingly high quality in our own backyard.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike's cured meats are world-class good. And you're not going to find better flour, better milling anywhere. And, you know, this is the home of milling. That's what the city was built on.
Right.
And as far as the ripened cheese, they're as good as any you'll find. So it's really impressive what they've built in that building. And so when I was tasked with coming up with something, I thought, well, this could be really cool. But for me, it would be, you know, sure, there's a lot of ideas that can use cured meats and flour or bread and cheese, but you end up kind of becoming one note as it goes on. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool to get other input from other chefs to see what they would bring to this conversation?
Right.
And, you know, in talking to some people, it got really, really exciting because, you know, there's some challenges, you know, some Asian cuisines, they're not big on cheese.
Right.
And how do you work that into a dish? And, you know, it takes really creative people. One of the most impressive conversations I had was talking to John from Zenbox, and he was just all about it. He couldn't wait.
So the thing that you've done is you've tasked these, you brought your chef community together, and then the idea is that they have to create a meal kit using something from Red Table Meat Company, something from Bakersfield and Flour and Bread, and something from Alamar Cheese Company, those are the three food makers that are housed in the food building that, you know, sell their wares through Kieran's Kitchen and everything else. But I love the fact that it's like, I think there's something about having those kind of parameters which creates creativity instead of just having it like, make whatever you want. I think giving them
Absolutely.
Those parameters, like you said, like letting John from Zenbox, who doesn't necessarily ever use cheese, giving him a sort of a way to think creatively about it, that's super fun.
Well, and since the inception of this idea, it's changed a little bit in that Element Pastas joined the group in the food building.
Okay.
So, you know, that makes coming up with these ideas all the more...
A little bit easier.
yeah, super easy, but, you know, it won't be all pasta, but the first one is with the beet tortelloni.
Right.
But, you know, I talked to Yia yesterday, and he's going to be the first chef to be highlighted in March, and he's going to do a play on Dan Dan noodles, and the guys from Element have been playing around with doing a noodle using buckwheat, and he's going to do sort of almost like a soba noodle kind of version using pancetta or guanciale, obviously chilies, maybe a little lightly pickled vegetables.
Yum.
Ugh.
You'll have some royal ham incorporated in that, and I think he's going to finish it with a little black pepper ricotta.
Oh, my word.
Almond cheese.
That sounds okay.
You had me at beet tortellini.
I mean, that's all right.
Well, that's available right now. I think it is. It is sold out for this initial run, but next week we should be producing more, and you can cook it at home.
Yum.
So the deal is that you're going to do two kits a month. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And one of them is going to be from a guest chef, and one is going to be from you. Is that how that works?
Right. I'll do one every month, and then there'll be a revolving group of chefs. The list, I think, is super impressive.
Tell us about who's on it.
Yeah. So there's a combination. There's people that you hear their names every day, like Alex Roberts, Mike Brown, Justin Sutherland. And then there's also people that maybe aren't as well known, like Trey Hardy, Jimena Raspberry, John Whitley. I mean, they're well known people making a big splash, but maybe not getting the kind of attention. So it should be kind of cool.
I mean, have like Jorge Guzman on there. What I love is that it feels like you are doing different. Like there's a lot of different sort of cuisines. It's not just like we're not just thinking pasta, you know, and bread and that kind of stuff. There's the potential for this to explore into, you know, like you're saying, like with Yia, with Hmong cuisine and with Jorge, there could be some really great Mexican stuff, you know, flowing out of there. And so I love that that's something that you guys all bring together.
One of the things of many that I really miss about, the pandemic and the lockdown is, we don't have the opportunity to collaborate like we used to. So this is kind of a way to still kind of keep in contact, see what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, it's definitely, I do think that there's something about, you know, like we're all stuck in our little places and we haven't necessarily been able to kind of join each other. And especially you guys as a chef community, you know, it's kind of like you kind of have to survive and get it done. And so there's not a lot of like crossover, which I think was something that Minnesota was really known for, that we were really good at. Our food scene was a lot of crossover.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. The kits are available. You're going to pre-order them. You have to pre-order them like the week before they're released. Is that the deal?
Well, you can. If you want to definitely have one, you should pre-order it.
Yeah.
But they will be somewhat available. We sold out right away this time. Maybe we'll sell out right away next time.
Right.
But they will be available throughout the month. So there should be plenty of opportunity.
Okay. And then so each month you're going to do a kit, and then you're going to have a guest chef who comes in and does a kit, and you guys, we're going to find all that information on kieranskitchen.com. Is that correct? I think that's right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, and can you give us any other sneak peeks as far as what's coming up that we're going to get psyched to order?
Well, I mean, there's a whole array of ideas. There's a andouille and rapini quiche that I want to do.
Ooh.
I think next month I'm working on a cast iron pizza.
Oh,
which
see?
You just cook in your oven. It'll be great and easy and use amazing ingredients. Things like maybe a shishuka with salumi, local curd.
Oh, yum.
Maybe a little pita that you cook at home.
I love it. Well, so, thanks so much, Tim.
All of these are geared to be easy and easily managed at home.
Oh, do we still have Kieran on the line, you guys?
We can get him if we say goodbye to Tim.
Oh, I thought we were off. Okay. We'll say goodbye to you, Tim, and we'll get Kieran on for one more second. Is he back on? Kieran, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay. So are you so excited to have all these guys coming and supporting the food building? Because I think having them support these makers and get them out there into the world is such a huge, huge effort from them.
Yeah, it really is amazing, and it is a testimony to, you know, the quality and the generosity of the chefs here in the Twin Cities. And I know, speaking for Mike from Red Table and Wes and his team at Bakersfield and Alex and a team at Alamar, and of course, Matt and Alex from Element, they're all also very, very grateful and thankful for the support. And we're down here. I'm actually right now at the Mill City Farmers Market. And thank God they let us indoors this week. So we're down here promoting and selling all of the products from the food building. And we're also getting an opportunity to talk with people as well today about the program and about the great support from the Twin Cities chef community. And Kim, of course, had the credibility and the relationships in this town, of course, to be able to pull this together, and a great testimony to his, obviously, reputation and his generosity as well. So, yeah, we're really excited about it, you know.
That's exciting. That's really great. And so people are going to, and just to be clear, someone just texted that it is a kit that you are going to be able to make at home. Like, it's not a takeout order. It's a kit that you take home and you reheat it and you make it to get, you make it with instructions. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Great.
And I managed to make the one that Tim has on the menu for Valentine's. That, of course, he mentioned is sold out. But you know what? I was able to make it successfully. So, there's great hope.
There's great hope. I love it.
The instructions are fantastic. They're very, very detailed. And I really enjoyed it. It was fun making it.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see you guys showcasing. You're so good about showcasing great food. And so showcasing the local chefs, you know, in a different way. I think that's exciting and fun. I think it's a whole new way of looking at things. And I'm so grateful that you guys have kind of come together to collaborate on that. So we're going to support you.
It's tremendous. Yeah, we're super thankful for it.
Great.
For sure. And thanks for your support as well, Stephanie. You've been great both on the air and on the pen. And it's also really appreciated.
Good.
For sure. And happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
See, some man told you happy Valentine's Day.
And someone with a nice accent. I do love that. You know that, Kieran. All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys soon. And we'll post at the Kieran's Kitchen site so that people can get ready for the next release of the next food kit. We'll be right back.
Duncan Sheik is pretty chic.
Murky, murky.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so we've had a great show with lots of great information.
And people we love. I loved that today was like people we love.
We had Ellen from Max's and Kieran.
It's really hard, you guys. Just so you know, like normally we used to have people come sit with us and you have such a better.
And we'd kind of make them.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, oh, well, can we just call in?
No.
You have to come in and like sit down so we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
We had Zoe. Yeah. We talked about chocolate. We found the best chocolate cake at Keys Cafe.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I love that it's love. So there you go.
It is love.
I wanted to shout out the fact that it is.
The world needs now. I was listening to The Carpenters last night.
Well, that'll do it.
And then Love is the Law by The Suburbs. I was dancing in my living room alone. And Kurt was in the other room and came in and he was like, how much wine have you had? I was like, I can just have a dance party alone.
With it's a lot fine. Of wine.
And then I realized I don't have Prince records. I have CDs. But I didn't have Prince records. So then I had to promptly order some Prince records.
There you are. Yesterday they were playing love songs to the coffee break and I was driving and they played the theme for The Love Boat. And I could not have been happier in that moment.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
But here's what I would do. If I could like have a Valentine's Day like binge watch, I would watch Heart to Heart and The Love Boat.
Heart to Heart with Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers.
That is a relationship goals thing. They're super rich. They solve crimes. They don't have kids. They just drink and go on vacation.
You know what I would watch?
That's perfect.
The Thomas Crown Affair.
I love
with Pierce Brosnan. Both. He's so hot and Rene Russo.
Rene Russo. That is
so
a
beautiful
great movie.
In that movie.
Do you ever watch the original with Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway?
Yes, I have watched.
Love that too.
Kurt makes me watch the old movies.
I love the old ones. I know. I was watching the original Ocean's 11 too. You know, I do love all the Rat Pack era movies.
If you want to just be so sad and cry your eyes out, because sometimes Valentine's Day you want to do that.
Yep.
Watch Blue Valentine with Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
The saddest breaking relationship movie of life.
Okay, I'm not going to watch that.
But it's cathartic because you just sob. It's like watching Kramer versus Kramer when your parents are getting divorced. Right. We've all done that.
Right.
Mom, please don't leave.
Yeah, no, not watching that either.
Oh, boy. That one just gets me. That and The Champ when John Voight is laying there and Ricky Schrader is going, Don't leave me, champ. Yeah. Don't leave.
Okay. Now that we've broken everybody's hearts.
Yes. And every time I lift my arm.
No, we don't have to talk about that.
I say, hey, Stephanie. That. Hi, Hopi.
We don't have to. Let me tell you instead about the fact that I just want to let you guys know that the Drink Local Economic Recovery Bill that we talked about last week has been submitted. So it is an official document in the legislature. It's moving through, which is great. I love that. Don't you think? I mean, like, I'm hoping to goodness the growler cap needs to get gone. You know, all of these things need to start modernizing.
I got a dragon fruit drink from Hi Hi yesterday that I brought home and mixed in my gin and a little soda water. And they had a pretty garnish. And I thought, it's just too bad. I couldn't have.
Right.
It was delicious, but I had to finish it up at home.
Yeah. Why? Why?
Yeah. I know. And it was sealed in a plastic container. Like, it was sealed.
Yeah. Just
could
like
have had
beer,
liquor in there.
There's no difference.
Would have been just fine.
Just like wine. So here's a couple other pieces of news. Did you know that Hormel has purchased Planters Peanuts?
I did learn that.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
For
it's going to be a Minnesota-owned company.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, cheese balls are and corn nuts because those are under Planters. Corn nuts.
And Mr. Peanut.
What if there's like a Hormel, like a pork mobile and the peanut mobile? Do you know there's a peanut mobile? Like the wiener
every mobile. Time you say peanut, it sounds so close to something else, and you're saying mobile, and I'm thinking wiener, and it's just not
there's a lot of problems.
All of that is going on in my brain at once, okay. And it's crowding out real thought.
Okay, all right. So there, we'll take it to a different place. Let's talk about Mardi Gras.
Yeah, because we don't want to talk about big, giant salamis.
See, it's not funny when you bring it up again.
It's Valentine's Day, I know.
No, it's like you're not, the funny was last week.
Okay,
leave
fine.
It there.
I overdo the jokes.
Oh, don't overdo it. Here's the deal. Mardi Gras is this Tuesday.
The parades were canceled.
I know, but that doesn't mean you don't have to, you can't like have fun.
No. Fat Tuesday. Always welcome. Let's have fun.
Fat Tuesday is when you're supposed to like use up all your stuff. You know what I mean? And like get your good times out because you are
we're heading
have
into
Lent. But we don't give up things for Lent because we're not Catholic, but.
We act like we are. You don't. I have the guilt.
Yeah, you have a lot
of guilt.
I
got the Catholic guilt for not being a Catholic. I may as well be Catholic. Maybe I'd get some benefit.
Maybe you could.
Yeah, maybe the.
Maybe you should think about
someone
that.
Someone would smile on me and give me a St. Christopher medal and I don't know. That got real rambly real fast.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal with Mardi Gras. There's a couple things that if you're interested in, like, you know, like there's the king cake is the thing about Mardi Gras, right? So the king cake is you know, it's this tradition of giving it the king. The word king cake comes from the three wise men who were, you know, giving gifts. And it's supposed to happen on the Epiphany. These are all things that like I was supposed to have learned when I was in, you know.
That's what you should have learned in confirmation instead of how to say
confirmed.
No when someone was trying to get in your you know what.
Mine didn't teach that.
Oh,
so there you go. Mine
just,
was not
it was all about
Episcopalians
don't have sex before
were, stayed away from that. Hello. But here's the deal with the king cake. You're taking everything into the most bizarre areas
know, it's
today.
Valentine's Day. At I the must end. Be thinking about it.
So the king cake, I wanted to let you know that PJ Murphy's has transitioned to become La Boulangerie Marguerite, which is a lovely, you know, that they're expanding their offerings. I've heard great things from people in the neighborhood that they are, that they have tons of great fresh breads and pastries.
And
they,
don't, that PJ Murphy's cake donut is the best cake donut in town.
Oh, is it? You think so?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a delicious plain cake donut. So good.
I love it. They have a traditional French cake, or king cake called the, you know, the Galette des Rois. And raw, I guess, R-O-I-S. And it is, that's sort of this almond, you know, elegant looking cake. It's an almond pastry cake. And it does have a filling and a thing hidden in it. Like the other ones, you know, like Dorothy Ann's Bakery in St. Paul is a very big king cake with the sparkly things on it, the purple, the gold and everything else. And they hide the little babies in the cake so that you find baby Jesus.
And it's lucky when you
win.
Find the baby.
You find baby Jesus and you win, which is a
this
lot
could
of people.
Be one of the first places I go in the post pandemic. I miss New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
Yeah.
You
I
think
like
so?
It there. Uh-huh.
I have not been to New Orleans.
I like to go into the graveyards. I like to eat the good food. I like to have a beignet. I don't like chicory coffee, but
I'm okay. I've someone gave me chicory coffee, and I wasn't mad
Cafe
at
du
it.
Mont?
Yeah, the Cafe du Mont.
Yeah,
yeah. I have not. I've been okay with it.
Commander's Palace, French 75.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to let you also know that Young Joni is doing kind of an opening thing. You know, they've been closed since the beginning of the pandemic, but they're opening their back bar. So they're doing a back bar supper club, I think, which is kind of cool. And they're doing it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights for 90 minutes.
Love it.
I know. So it's $85 a person. You should do that.
You should do that and have a great Valentine's Day.
Okay.